Is it cold enough for you?
Trying to keep warm. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on this 27th day of January 2019. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Yes, I know, trying to keep warm with this warm cup of coffee this morning. Hey, friend, this is the day the Lord has made, and I'm rejoicing in it, and I know you are, too. So good to see you. Welcome to Sunday Worship. If you're kind of brand new to this program, it's we focus on Scripture, songs, devotions, encouragement. We use these to prepare our hearts and our minds on King Jesus. Anybody can hit play on a CD player. We take that a step further. Hey, got some wonderful God-honoring songs coming up here in the next 30 minutes. Let's start things off with Lifeway Worship and All Creatures of Our God and King. Right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing, alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam, oh, praise him, oh, praise him, alleluia. So strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along, oh, praise him, alleluia. Thou rising morning, praise, rejoice, ye lights of evening, find a voice, oh, praise him, oh, praise him, alleluia.
Yourself a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and I'll tell you what, it's amazing what you can do on your phone these days. I mean, one of the great conveniences I enjoy is just checking my email right there on my phone. Just love it. Mostly every email provider has a special feature called a junk folder. It helps you reduce those unwanted email messages in your inbox, and also known as spam. Boy, we get a lot of those, don't we? And spammers are so creative these days, it's amazing. And they will do whatever it takes for you to open their email message. They will disguise themselves, disguise the subject line in their email so you can be tricked into opening their message. It really is interesting. But, you know, Fred, God's Word talks a great deal about spiritual spammers. 1 John 4:1 says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world." You know, while we show great respect to our spiritual leaders, spiritual teachers, we ought to make sure they ought to be teaching truth. And what's the best way to ensure they are teaching us truth? Well, friend, through God's Word. While an email provider can do its best to weed out spam emails, God's Word is the best choice for weeding out spiritual spam.
Come just as you are. Hear the Spirit call. Come and see, come receive. drinks the living
listening to Sunday Worship.
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good.
Yes, He is.
All the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time.
Here we go.
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. The darkest night, His light will shine. God is good.
Yes, He is.
God is good all the time.
Yes, He is.
If you're walking through the valley, there are shadows all around. Do not fear, He will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. He has promised to never leave you or forsake you. And His word is true. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time.
Yes, He is.
We were sinners and so unworthy. Still for us He chose to die. He filled us with His Holy Spirit. Now we can stand and testify that His love is everlasting and His mercies, they will never end. God is good all the time. Put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good.
Yes, He is.
God is good all the time.
Yeah.
Though I may not understand all the plans you have for me, my life is in your hands. Put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time.
Do you believe it tonight? Sing it together.
God.
God is good. God is good. God is good. He's so good. He's so good. God is good. He's so good. He's so good.
That's right. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, so good to fellowship with you today. My name is Joey Kroll here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. I love this quote that I came across the other week. It says, "The giant in front of you is never bigger than the God who lives inside of you."
Father, I see that you are drawing a line in the sand, and I want to be standing on your side, holding your hand. So let your kingdom come, let it live in me. This is my prayer, this is my plea. Father, I see that you are drawing a line in the sand, and I want to be standing on your side, holding your hands. So let your kingdom come, let it live in me. This is my prayer, and this is my plea. Let the worshipers arise. Let the sons and the daughters sing.
clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great, how great is our God. In ancient age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning.
Chris Tomlin here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll enjoying a cup of coffee here with you today. Thank you so much for listening this morning. And this verse has been a blessing to me and my family, especially since God has called us to pastor our church in Decatur. It's 1 Thessalonians 5:24. It says, "He who calls you is faithful." He who calls you is faithful. I have hung my hat on that verse so many different times. Corrie ten Boom said one time, "If God sends us on strong paths, we are provided with strong shoes."
I silver or gold, I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be
right. We are lifting up and magnifying the beautiful, holy, set apart name of Jesus. You know, his word says that there is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. You can always drop me a note, Joey at greatnewsradio.org. Joey, J-O-E-Y, at greatnewsradio.org. Always love hearing from you. Really do. Get some encouraging comments and song requests and questions and all that fun stuff. I really do enjoy hearing from you. So, again, that's Joey at greatnewsradio.org. Hey, tomorrow's Monday. Praise the Lord, right? I hope you are. Tomorrow is Monday. Mark Burns will get you up and at him tomorrow morning at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, just remember that you are salt, you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.